Mitch. Blanche. Brand Warfare.
Welcome back to another episode of Brand Warfare. I'm Mitch, that's Blanche.
Hoi hoi.
Hoi hoi. We, as we would normally do, we're going to give it a scrap because our first audio got
it was bad.
We're still working out kinks on how to do everything properly.
That was not going to work.
Yeah, it was ear bleeding bad. Just echoes and stuff.
It may work, but no.
No.
No, it was really bad.
Our test worked well. 30 to 40 minute
episode of us just talking about NXT and AEW and a bit of SmackDown.
So, all in all, we enjoyed most of the wrestling this week.
It was a bit of a quiet week.
Yeah.
Val Venus is a douchebag.
Yeah, yeah,
that's about it.
So, we had some fun stuff that's between us now. But
between
us. Like most of our companies. But anyway, we've got something special planned. We're going to do a bracket of...
Maybe... Deciding... Say we'll do one half of the first round.
Yeah, we'll see how long that goes for. And we'll get our number one on this bracket.
So we're doing a tournament style Mad... Mad Madden? Like the
March Madness.
March Madness.
Yeah.
In
brackets.
Oh, damn. A couple of weeks ago.
Yeah,
a couple of days.
We've pretty much come with a list of around 34...
Superstars.
Superstars. Top ones.
33 men, one woman.
Yeah. You got the likes of, let's go, we've got some. Got Stone Cold, of course, Mick Foley, Flair, Macho Man, Shawn Michaels, you got AJ,
Styles,
D-Bry. You know, that, plus there's some surprises and whatnots in there. And so we pretty much come up with the list.
We took
34.
A list of our favorite wrestlers.
Pretty much, yeah.
And like some of our favorites that you wouldn't consider people's to be favorites, but they're our favorites.
It's sort of like the top to favorite. It's sort of that weird list.
Yeah.
But yeah, I took the 34 and like, oh, I did 20. Then I realized the bracket wasn't, it was too big of a bracket I made. So then I got honorable mentions and stuff. And we did a 16 by 16 bracket. I put it all random. So we've got some pretty doozies that will get knocked out straight away, which probably in another bracket, if you did it, they might make it all the way to at least top four or whatever.
Depending, yeah.
But this one, we're going to call it...
The Undisputed Brand Warfare Champion.
Number one.
Number one.
Because there's probably more of them later down the track. This is Alpha.
The Greatest Royal Rumble.
We'll just keep adding more greats to it. So pretty much the... I'm going to read off this list.
And so we'll do first round match one.
Yep, first round match one. And then there's the two. We'll debate. We'll probably, most of them, we might be like, yeah, he goes straight through. There's no
straight through, yeah.
We'll still talk a bit about it and maybe what we like about him in our history. And,
Personally, I don't know what the brackets are. I don't know what they are. It could be Stone Cold versus The Rock. It could be Stone Cold against X-Pac. I don't know if X-Pac made the list.
Did X-Pac make the list?
He was on my honorable mentions.
I think I was going to put him in, and then I might have picked someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... pretty much I've done it all random. Whatever that first thing told me, I did. So it's pretty much, yeah, fired off, winner goes on, till we get number one, then the other side, number one, and then...
Over the coming weeks.
Yeah, if you know what a bracket is, it's a bracket.
It's a tournament.
Yeah, it's a tournament. So
it's what Vince McMahon doesn't like doing.
Yeah.
Tournaments.
And now, there's two of us, which kind of makes it weird for tiebreakers because you would normally have a third person.
We would just flip a coin.
We're going to flip a coin. We're going to try and debate it.
Yeah, but if we cannot come to an agreement.
There will be maybe one or two, I would imagine, eventually. But maybe not. Who knows? The list might have worked out good. Stop looking.
All I'm seeing is Y2J. I'm not seeing any other numbers. I can't read your handwriting.
Yeah, my handwriting is shit.
And I'm just reading Y2J because it's in
put it behind
big Y2J.
Your laptop, and you won't be able to see. You won't be.
I can't see.
What are you gonna be tempted by the goddess? You got noise of a coin. So I'm gonna read it. We'll alternate who picks first, who they reckon should go through, and then go from there. I reckon.
Okay.
Oh, you can get us on. You can email us any bracket you want to do or questions you want answered or anything at brandwarfarepod
at gmail.
You can find us on Facebook at Brand Warfare.
Instagram at Brand Warfare Pod.
And
we're on.
Did I say Facebook?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're on all Google, your majors.
Spotify, Apple, rate, like,
if you're listening subscribe. On one of them, we're pretty much there. Unless there's some obscure one. I don't know about.
SoundCloud. We're not on SoundCloud.
Yeah. Fuck SoundCloud.
I don't like SoundCloud's interface. I don't like the app.
There was this one time they had this one song from fucking Tokyo Ghoul, and it was the original, the sad mix. The sad one where he's walking at the end. Spoilers if you haven't watched it. And I love that shit.
It's like an episode and a half and just walking.
Yeah. And that song, I played, do you remember Severed on Vita?
Yeah.
And it came out on Switch and stuff now. I played that while I was listening to that. On my beanbag in front of the window, maybe whenever that come out. That's fucking good times. A rainy
day.
Yep.
Or snowing, because it snows the end of that.
That was pretty rainy. But yeah, it was real good. It went. I don't know what happened. I forgot where I was going with it. I like that song. enough about anime, I guess.
Unless you want to talk about anime.
Well, I'm happy to talk about anything. It's a different podcast. Brand Warfare, maybe it gets changed to Brand Pop Fair.
Sure.
Pop culture, I don't know.
Sure.
Anyway, shall we start?
Sure.
Our first one, which you already know because I've just given you
round one.
Yep. You going again or are you happy with that one?
I might do another take.
Okay, go for it.
Oh, I can't. Now I'm under my own impression.
Round one.
Round one. Fight.
Like Mortal Kombat? Yeah. Now?
Of course, like Mortal Kombat.
And then, so round one is going to be Kenny Omega and Daniel Bryan.
Ooh.
So I'll start. Do you want to start this one off or do you want me to go? Who I think?
Okay.
Me?
Yeah.
All right, so let me break it down to you. Omega in New Japan was the shit. And I enjoyed him real good. But D-Bry, I feel like, has been going longer.
Oh, he has been.
And his arcs had some lows.
Yeah.
But that WrestleMania.
Oh, WrestleMania 30, yeah.
Yeah.
Happy accident.
What was he when he was Mr. Sparkles or whatever it was? What was he when he was like the rapper with Kane?
Oh, the thing they only
the
did.
Dazzler. Back,
yeah, the Dazzler. Thing they only ever did backstage.
In the kid thing, yeah. And Team Hell No. Kenny Omega, though. His matches.
Yeah.
In New Japan. Some of those. I'm not talking about AEW because we'll leave that in for now. They're still good matches.
That Moxley match, I loved.
Yeah.
That hardcore match. Woo.
I do gotta say, this D-Bry for me, as much as I love Omega, I'd have to go D-Bry. But
I love Kenny, but he hasn't.
It's if we're going now.
When last year when he left New Japan, there was a whole, will he go with his friends or will he go to WWE?
Mm.
Part of me was like, I kind of hope he goes to WWE.
Yeah. Because
it's something
I just,
different. He has to work in, like, will Kenny Omega work in Vince McMahon's world?
And the thing is, too, it's easy to say, oh man, it would be so cool. But you see some of these other ones who come and they're just kind of floating around.
Nakamura.
The thing is, WWE, and you know the problem, WWE only can hire so many people and there's only so many spots, even on their longest hour shows.
I think it's 277 wrestlers under contract.
Jesus.
Out of all four or five, whatever fucking brands.
Yeah, even with the shows being much longer and stuff, it doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
I'm going to probably go Bryan as well, just because Kenny. If Kenny did come to WWE and say he had a year of, like, stellar matches and, like, he was wrestling Seth Rollins and teaching him how to do V-trigger properly.
Yeah.
Or him and AJ finally had a match and him and Finn or even him and Roman. Like, yeah, but him, the first year of AEW, he wasn't the cleaner.
That's the thing. This is a hard one to what we've got to try and remember, too, because it's not what... You got to take in for what they're doing now, but we've got some legends that haven't done anything for a long time.
No, that's true. With them, that'll be
a different thing.
Oh, back then.
But you got to account what they're doing now because that goes to the
especially
legacy.
If it's the current roster. Yeah.
So yeah, D-Bry. It's got to be D-Bry.
D-Bry, yeah.
And it's not taking anything away from Omega, like we said.
Yeah, like Kenny's probably my favorite wrestler outside of WWE.
Yeah.
Like, actually.
Well, especially in New Japan.
He might even be my favorite wrestler just in general right now. Other than...
If he was putting on the stuff, and see, the thing is, with us in New Japan, we usually watch more the main stuff. We didn't watch everything New Japan.
No, we watched the Wrestle Kingdom, the big pay-per-views.
Big ones. And when Kenny and Nat were on, and when they do those matches, they're like, because they're so like long.
The Omega Okada Quinn Trilogy, whatever it was. That stuff. Four matches.
Where it was on real late, and we were like, we've got to see the end of it, and didn't start finishing until like after midnight.
Didn't finish after midnight, but then we were wide awake.
Yeah, and then we had work the next day.
Oh, that was not fun.
No.
So D-Bry moves up one.
D-Bry, yep. Yeah. So, round two.
Round two. Fight.
All right, you ready for this one?
I don't know this one. Right.
The Rock.
Oh, God.
Yep.
No, not The Rock, not Rocky. He's my favorite.
Versus?
Oh, no.
Booker T.
Oh.
It's an easy
one. I love Booker T. It's the Rock, though. But it's The Rock. I love Booker T.
Like, and with these ones, I'd love to talk more about The Rock, but I think we'll save that for when we're trying to debate it.
When Rock goes against, like, the Austin, the Triple H's, the Daniel Bryan's, like, I love Booker T. Booker T's one of the greatest of all time. But, like...
Yeah, we'll talk about some of your... But obviously, the shopping center.
The shopping center with Stone Cold.
Yeah.
My least favorite Booker T moment is the feud with Triple H.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't a race thing.
Yeah.
Get my bag. Tell me, Talboy. People like you don't get to win. Yes. I was meaning WCW.
Exactly. Yeah, I love Booker T. Team on commentary as well.
21 fucking seconds. Triple H, it's a pedigree, and it takes him 21 seconds to pin it.
Yeah.
Fucking duck. Oh, that was, what, 2003? That was... 17 years ago. I still get heated about that. I was 9 years old then. I was angry.
Like, what the fuck is this?
And then the consolation prize was him feuding with Christian for the IC title.
Yeah.
And then he lost like four times and then won it. And then he lost it at like a Melbourne house show.
Yeah, good for us.
And then Christian was just champion again.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny with stuff like that. It happens a lot, but...
But Book is still amazing. I love Book. Like...
I'd love him to come back for a bit. I reckon he's still going to hold up.
Oh, anytime he's on, like, one of the pre-show things, I'm like okay, well,
backstage.
As long as Booker T's on a pre-show panel, I'm like, all right, I'm going
to
be somewhere.
Rumble, he was real good. You know, he's playing up to the crowd and stuff, too. That was good.
King Booker.
King Booker. Man, this Chamel was annoying, but that was the gimmick.
That was fine. Like,
that was so good. It was when Chavo with the chair, wasn't it?
Chavo turned on Ray, yeah.
Ray, that's right. That was Great American Bash.
Yeah, but all the stuff with Goldust.
Why is that the one thing I can remember really well and the pay-per-view it was? Yeah, like, that was Great American Bash, right? Yeah, that's the one. But 2009. Like,
all the stuff Booker T did with Goldust.
Was it 2009?
No, it was 2006.
All right, then I'm back to where I normally am.
What about when Booker T went to TNA and he had a Jamaican accent for a minute?
My no, it was South African. I was going to say Jamaican was
Kofi. Booker T had a South African accent.
When he went to TNA.
Yeah.
Jesus. Oh, that early TNA.
Yeah, like 2007.
Yeah, not Impact TNA. Wait, that was Impact TNA, wasn't
TNA
it?
Where the show was Impact.
Yeah.
Yeah, within the Main Event Mafia, there's this video on YouTube, and it's Booker T, and he has like 2 minutes. It's like a 2 minute video, and he goes in and out of accents. Like so much. It's funny as.
Is that where John Cena runs up and is like, didn't you used to be South African?
No, Triple H did that to Kobe. He straight up
buried him. Oh, Triple H was it?
It was Triple H.
I thought it was John Cena.
Who do you expect to bury African-American wrestlers? Triple H.
All right.
And then he's going to put over Apollo Crews next year at WrestleMania.
I hope so. All right, so The Rock moving forward?
Rock's moving. It's The Rock. Yeah. Like, he's The Rock.
The Rock, yeah.
I love Booker T, but, like,
he's and his movies. All right, next one?
Round three. Fight.
John Cena.
Okay.
Vince McMahon.
Woo! Father versus son.
Yeah, this was all random.
You know what it is? Have you seen like that recent, like every time Cena does like a press thing and he's like suited up and stuff and it's like, this man is becoming Vince McMahon.
Yeah. He's getting close.
Remember when Cena said his favorite wrestler was Vince McMahon? Everyone was like, I see. You kiss ass.
Yeah.
And it's like, he has a point. Vince was really fun.
Yeah. So, you want to go first on this one, or you want me to?
I love crazy evil Vince. It's probably my favorite.
Especially Stone Cold and all that.
Though. Yeah, it's probably my favorite wrestling character, but I'm probably going to... It's Cena. Cena is...
The wrestler.
He's the wrestler. He's Superman.
Vince McMahon is an awesome character.
Oh, so
not if this is a wrestler, I guess you take character and finger, but if you... John Cena's done both. And before everyone turned on him, people loved him. Fugonomics.
People loved him, and now that he's been gone, we're like... Oh, come back.
Yeah.
I know it sounds weird to say, but like...
I love a man.
He...
If you love him, you love him.
He's Superman. Like, when he's around, you're like, all right, everything feels cool now. Everything feels safe. I can't trust Roman and Seth.
I know.
I can trust him.
But give it to Vince. Not so much old Vince now.
I don't know. What was it, like, last year or something?
Where he come back as kind of the character.
He had, like, five guys in the ring. He's like, that's a lot of beef.
Yeah. But that's where Kevin headbutted
him. Yeah, and plus all the stories of Vince, like, that have come out about him in real life, how, like, when he hired Gail Kim, he didn't think she was attractive, and then JR had to tell him about Asian porn. He didn't know Asian porn existed.
Oh, there you go. That's a big market. His
whole burrito story of, like, how he got a burrito every day for lunch. But then he's he changed
places.
No, secretaries or something. And so he's like, get me one of those meat thingies. And she's like, a burrito? And he's like, the fuck's a burrito? He gets a burrito.
Whoa. That's not real, is it?
No, it is.
Apparently.
His whole sneezing thing. He doesn't like sneezing because he loses control.
Yeah, I can see that. Well, look,
he's so crazy.
Yeah, and I'm going to say, I guess you don't end up running a... What, billion-dollar company?
Multi-billion-dollar company.
Without being now eccentric. The XFL. Mr. Twice. Burns. He's eccentric. He earns a lot of money.
What's your favorite Vince moment? I have so many. A recent one, I just went back and
saw. What about when he said the N-word?
To Booker T?
Yeah. Yeah. That was cool.
One of my... Tell me. He did not do it like that. One of my favorite...
What about when he was wearing a do-rag for the ECW title?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I don't think there's a more entertaining wrestler than Vince when he's lost his mind. I know a lot of people don't like
it. Bust his knees when he runs into the rumble. With the...
Yeah. My personal favorite, well, probably not my favorite, but like one of my new favorites I remembered and I just went back and watched.
Yeah.
It was when he was feuding with HBK going into Mania.
Oh, the angel shit. God. He was...
Before that.
Yeah, I was before that.
He was going to make Michael's life a living hell. So the week prior, Shane and Stephanie kind of put something in Michael's water. So Michael's passed out in the ring during a match.
Okay.
The next week, Vince comes out. He wants to do a public drug test. And he says, Shawn Michaels is on drugs. And then he goes, I will not have Shawn Michaels sully the WWE's good name with drugs.
Yeah, and all
insinuating
that's...
no one's done drugs in WWE.
And then there's Vince with DX.
Oh, my goodness.
You think this is funny?
Yeah, I know people don't like that stuff.
I love
that
it.
Stuff. With the whole, what was it?
So is John Cena going through or is Vince going through? Because I sound like you've just convinced yourself the other way around.
I love Cena. There's so many great Cena moments, but like, Vince, I don't know.
You've kind of twisted my arm. I'd go Vince.
Vince is too funny. He's way too entertaining.
It was me, Austin. Everything.
It was me, Austin, me all along. When Gilbert came out, and he was like, he says, when Gilbert debuted. Look,
I'm crossing out John Cena right
Vince
now.
Vince moves on.
It's Vince when, moving on.
One of my other favorite ones, when Gilbert debuted at Survivor Series 98, Vince hyped him up, and he was just a jobber to lose to Mankind in the tournament. But Vince hypes him up with this ridiculous promo, and he says, he is the coach of the Pasadena Chargers. And then Gilbert comes out. And then JR comes and goes, folks, the Pasadena Chargers are a local preschool football team. It's so fucking funny.
I've got Nana's now because it's a smaller gap. VMC.
VMC?
Vince Mick.
Oh, I assume VKM. Vincent
K. Oh, Vince again. Okay, that's better than mine. That's my chair, everybody. That's a very creaky chair.
Yeah, we do this out in the woods.
Yeah. Look, John Cena is John Cena. I don't know what you want to say.
Cena's a great of all time, but I don't know if he'd ever be one of our favorites of all time.
I don't think he's going to. For me, he's not going to make the next round. Yeah. I'm just giving you a heads up.
A lot of his time, we were the ones booing him. We were the ones saying, Cena sucks.
Well, I'm just going to jump ahead to the next one.
Right.
This one already.
Round four, fight.
It hurts me already.
Oh, no.
Eddie?
Oh, Latino Guerrero. Latino Heat.
Triple H.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
No. Oh, man. I know this. The easy one is to say Eddie, because it's like, it's Eddie.
It's Eddie.
Like, Triple H has had, Eddie passed away 15 years ago. Triple H's got a 15 head start again.
Yeah. I love Eddie.
I love Eddie. Like,
and I know I feel like it's almost a cliche now for anyone.
Does. Sasha Banks ruined it.
Hey, you're my favorite? Eddie Guerrero. But I remember still the news when Eddie passed. You want to go that route?
Where was I?
Oh, that 2005.
2005. I think
15.
I think at school, one of my friends knew, but we were all kind of like, oh, that's ridiculous. Then we went home because Raw came on Wednesdays at 3:30 p.m.
Yeah, yeah.
So we finish school, get home, and watch Raw on a Wednesday.
Fuck, that was good.
We get home, turn on Raw. All the wrestlers on the stage, everyone crying, and we're like, oh no, Eddie's dead.
Like, I saw it on the computer. Like late at night, sitting there on the computer. Maybe I was about to beat my meat. I don't know. Started
like Tuesday or something.
Can't remember what I was doing. I swear I probably about to beat my meat. It's 15-year-old Mitch.
Yeah, you were 15. I would have been 11.
Yeah, so I was ready to probably bang one out if you'd like. And then I thought, oh, let's see what's happening on WWE. You know, remember that old website?
Oh my God, I missed it.
And it had like the slideshow things and shit. With
like the video and then like the four things on the side.
And I remember just the big thing, Eddie. I just broke down because Eddie was my favorite. And that's still like, today.
It was one of the things, after Eddie had died, everyone would say, Eddie's great, he's great. And I kind of be like, I don't think he is. But then when the network came out, I went back and watched it all. I'm like, oh my God, Eddie is amazing. Like,
yeah.
I was watching like all his stuff with China and like the stuff with Chavo.
Rey Mysterio.
Rey, like a couple of years ago, I went back and watched like the whole build up of him winning the title. And it's like the way they build him up from like US to tag to eventually the top guys.
Yeah. It's awesome. And the WrestleMania 20.
Yeah, where he's by himself in the main event.
Well, after he wins, he's just celebrating by himself.
Eddie is the undisputed champion.
So Eddie's great, but Triple H. It's almost like that Vince McMahon thing, where Triple H has, I have to say, Triple H is almost, and I know people are like, oh, Triple H is big nose buckle.
You just like him because of NXT. No. I like the Reign of Terror.
Yeah. Full package in my books.
Yeah.
He does a lot of funny stuff. He's real serious and he's a great wrestler. Look,
he's not as great as you think he is.
No.
I'm going to have a 45-minute match with Batista.
Me and, I remember, a few years ago, me and you were just quoting Triple H stuff.
We couldn't stop doing that. Austin.
Yeah.
Austin, you dumb son of a bitch.
Everything. Katie Vick stuff. All that stuff.
Oh, my God.
My son's named after him.
I know, your son's name is Helmsley.
Yeah.
Like, named after AAA. Like, that's...
And my last name starts with a H. His middle name's a H. So technically, he's a Triple H.
And his name's Paul.
Well, okay, don't break kayfabe on me. My son's name's Paul too, but... I love Eddie. It's Triple
H. Triple H. And then we'll get more into why Triple H, but like...
It's got to be Triple H.
I think if like... To me, Triple H is the greatest villain in the history of wrestling. Like, he was the first...
Remember that YouTube video that person did of Triple H?
Max Landis made of, wrestling isn't real. And it was recapping Triple H's whole career and how he has such an inferiority complex.
Mm-hmm.
He surrounds himself with people to make himself feel bigger. It's like, dude, that's like... DX, with the Click, with Evolution, with Authority, with NXT, like...
But
Triple H is the best.
Thank you. Triple it was a while there. You started poo-pooing on him. I was scared. I was like, is that friendship going to last?
There will be times where I will poo-poo on Triple H. Yeah. Like, then I'll go back and be like, I love Triple H. He can bury Booker T all he wants.
Yeah.
He can be a big old racist.
So, all right. Triple H moving forward. Yeah, we'll talk more about that in a second. Now, this next one I think is going to be more hard for you.
Round 5. Fight.
Angle?
Kurt Angle. Right.
Kurt Angle. Stone Cold.
Oh, frick.
Even their stuff together with the hat and the guitar.
Man. Yippee-ki-yay. I feel like a real cowboy.
Do you know what I mean? And I wish I had to pick these. This is all random. I was so tempted just to press random again for some of these because I want them to go further. But I was like, this is a great round one round of.
Like, Austin's my favorite of all time. And Kurt's like number, I think, 5, I think. But like.
It's Austin.
It's Austin.
It's got to be Austin.
But like Kurt, he's... I love Kurt Angle. When his time in TNA was whatever. Like, it was fun.
Yeah, when that ECW come to WWE and he was like the head of it. I'm like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he was good. He had Daivari with him, didn't he?
Before that, he did.
And I remember he just had the dark American, the black version of his tights.
Like a black singlet,
and that stuff. He was so good.
Wrestling machine. My favorite is Dorky Kurt Angle.
Oh yeah, with the hat and stuff. And with Kurt. Hard cut. What do we got? We'll talk about Kurt Angle. Oh, even him coming into the business, how well he picked it up.
He was signed by like December 98 or something.
Yeah.
He started properly wrestling like in like Nashville or somewhere. One of the WF territories. Yeah. In like around March or February. And he would wrestle then on Heat. As again, he had like some matches with Owen Hart that were really good.
Yeah.
And then he debuted at Survivor Series that year and he was like already amazing. And then less than a year, he'd won all the titles.
And he... Just entertainment again. What I brought up.
Kurt Angle was the funniest.
And just some of the stuff. Milk Truck, obviously with Stone Cold. Oh, his stuff with Stone Cold, we just said
everything
before.
Everything with him and Triple H and Stephanie. I love that feud. I know it didn't end great with Triple H just burying him again, but...
That's the way we go.
One of my favorite segments, it was on SmackDown. It kind of involves like all my favorites. It was like... It was the one where Foley wanted to find out who ran over Austin.
Yeah.
So The Rock did the whole, let me tell you in Chinese, Shino. Yeah. And he was really racist. But then it went to Triple H, and Triple H was like, only female drivers could have hit Stone Cold because they can't drive.
Yeah.
It was Kurt Angle. And then Kurt Angle comes up, and you think he's going to blame Rock or Triple H, and he goes, could have been me. It was Esaril.
Yes.
And then he's like, and then Esaril starts talking in Spanish, and then he goes, I know what you said. You said you're a bad man and you need to be punished.
But yeah, just everything with Angle, even like Team Angle, all that stuff.
Benjamin and Haas.
That stuff was real good. Remember that time when he was GM
on SmackDown.
Yeah, and he's very. All right, another hard cut. That's great. So yeah, Angle, great, but Stone Cold's got to move on.
Yeah, I love Kurt Angle, but Stone Cold.
316, all that stuff. I don't think we need to explain.
We'll do that later.
Next one, round six.
Round six fight. I'm already overdoing that.
Mick Foley.
Oh, bang, bang.
Kane.
Oh, frick. They're like tied for me.
Yeah, it's a weird one. Would you like me to go first?
Sure.
Mick Foley. Mick Foley. Oh, is it Kane? You're probably going to convince me otherwise once you start talking about
it. To be fair,
someone.
You've got like... You got four Foley gimmicks. Mm. You got Foley, the rest.
I'm just you got the like thing that stands out for me. If I think straight up, if you said to him and straight off the head, and you're like, "Quick, go! Who? What are your name?" Kane for me for whatever reason when he broke his leg when he was first in Seth and he stomped to fix it. Was that Seth?
Yeah.
Yeah. For some reason, that's the thing that pops into my head. So that kind of sells it. Mick Foley.
For me, it's when he wrestled.
Mick Foley versus Randy Orton in that hardcore match with the Tax. And then Mick Foley versus Edge at WrestleMania 20. Chef's kiss. And then Mick Foley and Edge teaming up at One Night Stand.
Oh, you like that? I haven't rewatched that. If that comes on a retro warfare, I'll have to see it.
I love that match. And then the way Edge pins Tommy Dreamer's.
Oh, where he pins Bueller by
like dry humps the shit out of it.
Pow!
And then Mick Foley, Edge. Oh, hang on, we'll talk about Edge.
I think Edge might be coming up later. Save that for later.
So you did read my list. It'd
be weird.
How do you
Edge
know it's
there.
Not on here? Oh, you mean altogether?
Yeah.
It's actually really coming up very soon. That's why I jumped at you. Yeah, okay. So, yeah. Mick Foley, off the top of the cell. GM Mick Foley.
Commissioner, yeah.
Commissioner, yeah. Just everything. Meet the Foleys or whatever that TV show was.
That the random Foleys. Network thing they did, yeah.
Kane, though, takes off the mask. There's so much stuff. Kane with Hurricane. Kane
they're like
Daniel
two
Bryan.
Sentimental favorites for me.
Mm.
Kane, I was terrified of as a kid. And then I loved him as a kid.
And then when he brought Foley, that hook in for that movie.
Foley, I always loved. He what? Remember See No Evil.
Yeah, yeah, the hook. And he was using that for a little while, remember?
I went to like, Hook, Peter Pan.
Oh.
Robin Williams.
Now, would I like to see Kane as... Hook? Maybe.
Now I would.
Yeah.
Mayor Kane.
He's still mayor?
Yeah, he's still mayor.
Good job.
He'll always be mayor.
So where are you falling right now?
It's like 50-50. Mm. Like this, I'm like in my head, I'm replaying all my favorite Foley moments. Yeah. And I'm like playing all my Kane favorite moments. I'm like, I don't know.
I'm just going to say quickly, the way you can think about it.
Yeah.
I'm surprised because I was like, oh, Angle, Stone Cold. I know it's like, oh, Stone Cold, but I thought, oh, you probably have more. I didn't think this one was going to be the one that stumped you.
Because they're like, middle of the, like, the
I'm more interested, yeah, when we get further down when they're not as high ranked as them, because now I'm thinking, oh, maybe we're going to have a bit more trouble than we thought.
It's just, I might have to go Foley just because Kane, like 2006 onwards has been like this, whew, he's still going.
Yeah, it's sort of whereas like,
Foley, I'm like, oh, Foley's here, yay.
It's sort of, it, and some of Foley stuff, but.
When he was GM.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
GM the second with Stephanie. That was not
great. It's like a nose. You know what I mean? It's like any type of day you could choose which one you could go for.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go Foley simply because of the match with Triple H at the Rumble.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
But like, one moment in the build up between Foley and Triple H, and it's on SmackDown, and Mankind had just come back, so he's not Cactus Jack yet, but Mankind comes out, he challenges Triple H. Triple H goes, whatever, beat you on Raw, whatever. Yeah. And then Foley goes, oh, no, you're not going to fight me. And Foley takes the mask or rips the shirt, and he looks like a totally different person.
Mm.
He changes his whole facial expression, everything, becomes Cactus Jack. Like, yeah. And Triple H like sells it. Like, I love that.
I have to go back. I can't remember that very well.
Please get Royal Rumble 2000. Okay. Please get Royal Rumble 2000 for retro. I think exactly. Foley.
Yeah, I'm going to go. Kane. Well, I said Foley. I was like I said, Kane's got some great stuff. I'm sure if you went back, but I still think like Foley stuff is just going to edge that little bit. Always Commissioner stuff was hilarious. So edging Christian and Foley, that stuff.
Yeah.
That shit was hilarious, even going back watching it now.
But Kane has so many fun moments.
No, that's what I'm saying. But Kane had so much as well. But Mick Foley had some of those
really. I never wanted Foley to retire. Mm. I have wanted Kane to retire.
Yeah, I can see that.
I have gotten tired of Kane.
Yeah. And then our next one is. The next one is China. Our one female versus Y2J.
Oh, I love China, but it's Jericho. Yeah. China's like, I have such a soft spot for China.
Yeah, it's the same. It's Jericho.
It's Jericho.
He's had so many incantations.
Characters.
Different. It's YG. I love China. China's done so much for the business and stuff.
She doesn't get credit for.
Yeah. And even stuff, Jericho, and even now, is pretty much one of the highlights of AEW.
He's the world champion. He's the second world champion.
And he just always stuff was real good.
He's the world champion in the second biggest company.
Yeah.
In 2020.
And even sometimes through his fingers, they're like, yeah, Jericho's Jericho, you know? But then you watch some of his matches, or he gets into a real good feud, and then it's like.
Like when Jericho. AEW first started, and Jericho got signed, and then they were essentially going to put the belt on him, and everyone was kind of like, Jericho, he's a bit old.
Yeah.
And then he does the Judas effect, and it's just a back elbow.
Yeah.
But it's become this thing where it's so stupid, it's cool.
Yeah. But it was like when Cena was doing that punch, remember that? At house
the lightning issue? Fist, or whatever you called it. Yeah. But I think for me, it was when he was going to wrestle Cody at Full Gear, and he did that parody video, and he had all of the Inner Circle, and he has like all the bubbly, he's in a bathtub or something, and he has like Sammy Guevara say, he's the youngest world champion in this company's history. He's
well, technically, yeah, that's true.
It was so funny, and just like looking back, like I think if I ever look back, I think Jericho will be the wrestler I'm like consistently like, he's my favorite. He's my favorite.
Since I've known you, always been Jericho.
He's like never been my number one, but he's always been like, he's my consistent favorite.
Oh, with China. Let's talk a bit about China.
I love China.
Yeah. Like the stuff with Eddie.
Everything stuff with Jericho. Eddie, Jericho, Triple H, of course. Yeah, of course. DX.
Her seventh wonder. And everything. Who was the chick she was with?
The Cat.
The Cat, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love China. I wish she got more respect in the company.
Really, of course.
Like when X-Pac, like at the Hall of Fame when DX went in, like, and they started X-Pac started talking about China, I cried like a baby.
Yeah, of course. And it was nice to finally see, even if it wasn't
even seeing, because like there's a whole thing with Triple H of like, oh, did Triple H really care about China in the end? And seeing him kind of get emotional about China was like, oh.
It was you nice. Do care about her.
Yeah, it was nice. And just, yeah. And like when X-Pac said, oh, we should change the Women's Battle Royal to the China Memorial, I'm like, yeah, just do that.
Just do it.
Like, who cares if she was in, adult films. Like other rest, you had a character based on adult films. You had a pimp. You had all these. Who cares?
Yeah, and who cares if someone said? And it's one of the first things. It's not the first thing, but
like you know you're doing business with Saudi Arabia. Like clearly, your level of like decency is way low. Like
yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Shall we move on then?
Sure.
So yes, last one, final one of the bracket
of round one.
Round one of bracket one, I guess. Edge.
Oh.
Yeah, you think you know me?
Yeah.
Hurricane. Hurricane Helms, whatever you want to call him. It's Edge.
Yeah.
It's like, I've already written it in because I knew that one. I love Hurricane. Hurricane was one of those ones I put in there because I when I was writing a list of people, I was like, kind of like the stuff with Hurricane and yeah. Rosie and stuff. And I was like, it'd be just fun one to put in there.
Training.
Yeah, but when I come up against Edge, which Edge is another one of my top ones and stuff, it's like, I know he's not going to make it, but it's still fun to talk about him. All that stuff. And
with Rosie.
Rosie and Molly Holly.
Oh, yeah.
All that stuff. And The Rock. All the stuff with The Rock and Hamburglar.
Stuffing Chicken McNuggets Hamburglar. He buried him. But then I think he had Hurricane beat him in a match.
Yeah, I think that's right. You know better than I would.
I think he did, yeah. I think Hurricane, either Hurricane won or The Rock like lost by countout or something.
Mm. So, yeah, as much as I love Hurricane, it's Edge.
Yeah, Hurricane's great.
And Edge is just, even just biasy of recency, Edge coming back.
At the Rumble? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Even just that.
This whole feud right with Randy.
Even though Edge hasn't been there.
No, but still, Randy's amazing.
Carrying it, which is great.
It's the thing where it's like, I can't wait for Edge to come back and beat up Randy.
Mm.
It is weird not seeing Christian or Beth Phoenix come out and defend him.
But maybe they're saving it.
But they're on TV and here. Beth's in NXT.
Well, Beth did mention it.
Christian hasn't on backstage.
It's Christian.
That's your brother.
I love Christian. I don't mean Christian.
They're brothers. Edge and Christian are still brothers to me. I don't care. Yeah. I don't care if they say they're friends. They're brothers to me.
Yeah, I didn't put Christian on the list. I think I was very close, but
yeah.
Hurricane betting.
Edge wins. Do you want to move on to the next bracket, I guess?
What, do you want to recap for the rest of what this is?
Oh, yeah.
For the next one? So, I don't think it'll be this episode, because by the time we do the next one and stuff, but...
Yeah.
Or do we want to finish this one? No, we'll do round one. So, next time we'll have D-Bray versus The Rock. Vince McMahon versus Triple H.
Father versus son again.
Stone Cold versus Mick Foley.
That's an easy one.
Y2J versus Edge.
Holy crap, man. There's a stat. What's on the other side?
The other bracket. That's a surprise for everyone.
Are we doing that bracket now? Or say,
I think we might, but.
Oh, we're going to do a couple?
Yeah, let's just. Let me just check my kid. He seems happy at the moment, so we'll go. Shall we start it? Because do we want to start it and finish halfway through?
I think it would be quick. I don't know who's on this list. I feel like all the big guns are on the other one.
All right. Let's just start it then. Okay, so bracket two, round one.
Fight.
AJ Styles.
Oh, no, I know what this one is.
Yeah, Shawn Michaels. Shawn Michaels. It's HBK.
I love AJ is the modern day HBK, but HBK is still HBK.
Sorry, my son just belly flopped in his bed. he doesn't know we're talking about wrestling. Yeah, it's Shawn Michaels. I love AJ.
Shawn Michaels is the greatest in-ring performer of all time. Like, there is no one... Like, every wrestler that has debuted on WWE, AEW, wherever, since HBK retired in 2010, even before that, with, like, Dolph and that, they all try to copy him in some way. They all try to, in whatever way, try to do something he did, and they... Not fail, but it is like you're just trying to be Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels,
you can't be Shawn Michaels.
Even all the backstage stuff, you know, put behind everyone has stuff.
He was a bit of a twat.
Yeah, and then Born Again, everything, DX, everything with Shawn Michaels is so good. But AJ, always...
Well, like, the thing with HBK, like, he was a huge scumbag in the 90s, but, like...
Remember his bob cut with his brown tights?
When he found God.
That was in He Comes to Pain, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That was when... Sorry. He Comes to Pain when I kind of... really got back into it again. Like, I was in and out. And then I was like, what the fuck is Shawn Michaels doing? I was like, I thought this was a weird costume.
But yeah, HBK, he's the greatest of all time.
Yeah. And AJ...
Don't mean he'll win this list, but...
No. Not to take anything away from AJ, but...
Name me a bad Shawn Michaels match that wasn't the one at Crown Jewel.
I was going to say, it's not a bad one, but a memorable one is him versus Hulk Hogan at SummerSlam, where he oversell.
That is one of the greatest matches of all time. I love that match.
Everything with Shawn, I love it. Him versus Vince McMahon, WrestleMania 20.
He's making it could be serious.
I go to WrestleMania 20 a lot, if you haven't noticed. Maybe great that's a good one.
No, WrestleMania 20 is him, Triple H, and Benoit. 22 is him and
Vince. Oh, 22.
21 is him and Angle.
That's a good one,
Jesus
too.
Jesus Christ. 23 is him and Cena. 24 is him and Flair. 25. Oh man, I think he had the greatest streak of like just match.
Even
after
his
match
Undertaker
after
match matches. So yeah, AJ. Props to AJ. AJ's done so much and stuff, but yeah, can't beat.
I love
Shawn
AJ,
Michaels.
But yeah.
AJ versus Shawn Michaels though.
Remember when that was almost teased at a Royal Rumble a couple years ago and it didn't happen and everyone got so upset. But we're getting AJ Taker at Mania maybe. So
maybe,
that's cool.
Yeah. All right, Nash. Kevin Nash.
Big Daddy Koo.
Ric Flair.
Oh, it's Flair.
Yeah, it's Flair.
I love Nash.
I love Nash. It's
Nash,
Flair.
I love Nash basically just because it's kind of a joke.
Yeah. Like, remember when he faked injured himself at the WrestleMania when he came out?
He held his quad and he was like, I'm fine, I'm just kidding. I love Nash, but like, yeah, it's Flair. Flair's basically what I said about HBK.
I just want to give you the heads up. Shawn Michaels versus Flair in the retirement match.
Oh, tears. I'm crying the whole match.
Our next bracket is Shawn Michaels versus Ric Flair.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That'll be a tough one. That might be the hardest one.
Nash has some good stuff. Super Shredder. He
was Super Shredder Ninja Turtle. Are we just going to put Nash outside? Longest Yard.
Yeah.
Magic
John Wick.
All of his movie roles. But yeah, I love Nash.
Yeah, me too.
That's
Flair. Yes, Flair. Okay, so next bracket. Owen Hart. Big Show.
Owen. I wanted Big Show to retire for like 10 years. I love Big Show, but Owen.
My son's destroying something in his car. you hear that? They won't be able to hear it, but...
No.
It's Owen. I love Big Show. Big Show's done some good stuff, flipped stuff. He's done tough, but yeah.
Also, with next week's episode with Survivor Series 94 reviewing, Owen, he plays a real central role in that pay-per-view, and it's really cool.
Yeah, and Shawn Michaels is in it too. All right, so the next bracket will be... Well, wait, you finished talking about...
Yeah, I'm done on one. Yeah.
Owen. All right, next bracket is... All right, you might have noticed that hard cut. All my children are up now, so we might have some extra noises. They're very young. But most of them are distracted besides my youngest, who is staring us down right now. He's like a mini bodybuilder rock type of guy. And Helmsley, who we spoke about earlier,
has just become the dad podcast.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, so
Owen Hart.
I was going to fucking
Owen Wilson.
Oh, Wilson. Yeah, I don't know why I did that. He would just stare you down, just ignore him. He'll go away. Isn't that right? That's what we do with our kids. JK. All right, next one, Ricardo.
Oh, Carter.
Yeah, Carter, yeah. I just brought throw him in there. CM Punk.
Oh, frick. Recent times, I would say Carter. But, I think... Oh, man, it's hard. Because Carter, like... He's like a modern-day Flair. Like, he just... Yeah. His main event matches are insane.
His entrances.
His entrances, everything. But Punk has essentially become Batman.
Yeah.
Like, you've seen a Superman, Punk's Batman.
Now, that's the thing, is like, do you take into account the stuff for Punk? Like, with him walking out the business, like... do you take out that stuff? Take out him shitting on the...
No, because he had the right to do that.
That's what I'm saying, like, that's all good. So, is it Okada or is it CM Punk for you?
I think I'll go Punk. I think Punk...
Punk?
Like,
oh, look, I'm not going to fight you over this one. It's not like I've got a hill to die on.
Like, I think Punk... My dream moment of WrestleMania...
Punk Okada.
Is Cena Punk one more time? It's like if Cena were to come out, cut an open challenge, and then you just hear the of like Cult of Personality play, and Punk comes out, I'm gonna lose mine. They're Superman and Batman.
Oh yeah, of course. I love CM Punk. When CM Punk was in there, Straight Edge, they already all that kind of stuff.
The pipe bomb, everything.
Yeah.
I thought he was the quiet one.
So did I. Now I've lost my... There it is.
So Punk moves on to face Owen Hart?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yes, this is my youngest, if anyone's hearing stuff. So yeah, all right, next bracket, Bret Hart.
Oh.
JBL. And I know I know it's Bret Hart, right, for most people.
The greatest wrestler of all, the best year, best way Ruby, or some drunk cowboy.
It's a drunk cowboy for me. I'm sorry. It's JBL. I love everything. What the fuck was their group name? I can't even think of it now.
The Cabinet.
Cabinet?
Oh, APA. APA,
yeah. Thank you. All right, we're going to hear some scooting around soon.
I think our whole... Well, we had 8 for the first episode. Might be 12 this one, so... To our 12 viewers, they'll hear...
This my... I've got kids, all right? I'm like Heath Slater. I've got kids, all right? It's hard.
I don't give a shit about your kids.
Just that if you made it this far in and you're hearing this stuff, I appreciate it. We've had to change the day just because of stuff that come up. But both my...
I don't care. Get to the bracket.
All right. I want to tell people my life. But my youngest 1.5 is with us right now. I got my nearly 3-year-old distracted and my oldest is playing Fortnite.
Did he do the dance? Do the dance. Floss.
Yeah. Oh, it kind of does it. All right, don't stare at him. He'll beat you down. All right, there, bracket. So, Bret Hart, JBL. It's JBL for me. Are you on Bret Hart? It's Bret Hart.
It is Bret, but, you know, fuck it, JBL.
JBL, yeah.
Fuck it, JBL.
JBL.
I didn't grow up with Bret Hart. I grew up with Bradshaw.
Yeah, same. And even that... Bradshaw, all the stuff he did when he was the money man.
Him in the shower with Edge. Okay. This wasn't filmed, but like Edge was in the shower. JBL thought it would be funny to go in the shower and fondle his edgicles.
Is this hearsay or what?
Is this? Oh, this is legit. Legit? I'm pretty sure Edge just talked about this on his podcast.
Oh, okay.
I know, he likes JBL too.
Yeah. But JBL... yeah. Sorry, folks. JBL... He's going through. Like you said, I didn't really grow up with Bret Hart.
I didn't grow up with Bret.
All I know is the controversy, like, really. I haven't really gone back and watched much.
Like
my... And then when he come back, and then when he held the AEW upside down.
He did a great Kali.
Yeah.
I love Bret, but, like, we're doing Survivor Series 94.
Mm.
I watched that Bret-Bob Backlund match. I'm just a little teaser.
Yeah. Oh. Bret Hart's in this. Survivor Series we're going to watch next week.
Or him,
we're
and watching
him and Backlund. Him and
Backlund. Backlund, yeah.
I'll come back to you with my thoughts on
it. It's a match that is in 1994. Feels like it's in 1954.
Jesus. All right. Next one.
Yep.
RVD.
Ooh, one of a kind.
Yeah. Mysterio.
Oh, Rey Mysterio. Wow. Bujanker, Bujanker. Oh, that's a tough one. I guess, I think I might have to go Ray Ray.
I'd probably go... Oh, RVD on Impact's killing it at the moment, though.
Where he's like I want to join in too, fellas.
What happened to your Fury, Elwood?
I'm so glad there's only, like, 6 people that watch this.
Yeah, we're early on. And this is not going to be a normal thing. So, sorry, folks, but... Yes, good boy. All right, we're going to keep going, okay?
Do you think it should be someone other than RVD or Rey Mysterio? They were tag team champions once.
Which one?
They lost to the Basham brothers.
Oh, yeah. Who'd you pick?
Ray.
I'll go Ray then. I love RVD though.
I think just because of longevity. Be careful.
Next one. Macho Man.
Ooh, yeah. Dig it.
Randy Orton.
Oh, the Viper. Again, I didn't grow up with Macho, so everything I've seen of Macho just kind of...
Spider-Man.
I don't have that in the stuff. I got you for 3 minutes. Three minutes of playtime. Oh, nice outfit.
Your husband buy it for you?
Hi. Are we just going to talk about Spider-Man?
Boom, oh, he's ready.
The and human Slim spider. Jim. He didn't get my name right. Get out there, kid.
Yeah, and also Ready to Rumble. He was at the start of that movie.
Yeah, it was too.
It's a poster, you know, it was the billboard in the film. Oh, is that so? Thank you.
Ooh, yeah, dig it. The cream of the crop.
Yeah, Slim Jim.
Yeah, I didn't grow up with Macho. Everything I've seen of Macho has been... I have nostalgia for Randy.
Remember when he was kind of Macho Man for a while there?
That was cool, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dig it. Yeah. I think I'll have to go with Randy on that one. Just based purely on nostalgia. Like, I grew up with Randy. I didn't grow up with Macho. Macho.
Man, Randy's killing it at the moment.
Randy's killing
all
it.
All the stuff he's done.
Yeah, he's the Viper. He's WWE's only Apex Predator. He does the DDT.
Yeah.
It's vintage.
That's what Cole would like, you know.
Yeah, vintage. So, yeah, the Viper.
Mm. I saw it, I was like, oh, I'd probably lean more to Orton anyway, I've seen it. No, this last one is pretty much a cut dry. Batista?
I will learn.
Mm-hmm. Undertaker.
Woo! It's Taker, but I love Batista.
I love Batista. Blue Tista, when you come
How down. Big is his arms? His arms are huge.
Is that a real question everyone's worried about when your fingers pierce his penis?
It was on like some shoot interview where people would ask, but like other wrestlers, how big is Batista's wang?
Mm.
And then it became a thing, like how big is Batista's wang? But yeah, Undertaker. I've said it to so many people. He's Undertaker. I feel like a lot of this is gonna become which one of the Attitude Era do you like the most?
Yeah. Well, honestly, when we're going through the list, it was a lot of that. It's all attitude, like.
I'm sorry, that's like my favorite era in wrestling. Like,
oh, isn't it everyone's nearly?
No, I think since WWE have been such a, you know, since WWE have been over pushing the Attitude Era so much and like, look how great it was. A lot of people now kind of like hate it.
Isn't that always the thing with wrestling though? The fans, it's the fans. If someone starts.
You're very talkative today. You're never this talkative. What's happening?
Yeah, he's actually just started trying to talk. Oh, thank you, buddy. You're too cute. Yeah, he's just started talking. Yes. What are your thoughts on it, sir? All right, I'll eat it. Thank you. Oh, Jesus, son.
Thank God it's the end of the show with this one.
So it's Taker.
If you made it this far, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, my chance. My chance. Oopsies. You gonna eat your food? Yeah, you eat it.
Maybe we hit a whole new demographic with this. It's not like the, you know,
normal ones.
Neckbeard wrestling fan. We get like a bunch of dads that are like, yeah, parenting is hot. I like wrestling too.
I have a full beard. Does that count? Because it goes to my neck.
No, I'm talking like, you know, the ones.
The chin strap type one? That go under the.
The ones I used to have until a couple of years ago, but now I can almost grow it.
Yeah. I got it.
25 years of age. Really 26.
Yeah, so Taker.
Taker. It's under
Batista. I love Batista. Batista. The way you left WWE, Drax.
Guardians, yeah.
Yeah, everything. Even stuff.
Blue Tista.
Evolution.
Give me what I want!
Yeah.
Batista though.
Triple H match at WrestleMania.
That wasn't that great.
I beat the dude. It was pliers.
Triple H thought it was amazing. He does have probably the best pyro anyone's ever had for an entrance.
Was he shooting a big machine gun?
I think so, yeah.
And then throwing a grenade.
Boom!
I always thought it was like one of those big double hand machines.
I walk
and
alone.
Then throws a grenade.
Yeah. I love Batista. And this. Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Are you right?
I walk alone.
You okay?
So a recap of this bracket.
So the next round we'll be having Shawn Michaels, Flair.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Owen, CM Punk.
Owen Hart.
Yeah. It sort of comes into the brackets of what we grew up with type of thing.
Yeah.
JBL Rey Mysterio.
Like, I started watching probably like when I was 5 years old, so I don't really remember, but Owen had like just died, so it was like.
I know it's bad taste, but there was a thing on like Valentine's Day and it had a picture of Owen Wilson and said, I'm falling for you.
Oh my god. Jesus Christ.
You did it.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, yeah, like we're not doing this based on merits, it's our personal preference.
Yeah, of course.
We're brand warfare.
Yeah.
We're all brand warfare.
And I think that's the thing. We're not making this list
Yeah, this isn't the...
It's not like, oh, this is the world list. Everybody's got to go by this list. It's just our list. And like some of these have gone through that some I probably would have put through just for fun. But yeah, definitely. Oh, so then JBL Ray.
One, 2006.
And man. Orton Taker.
WrestleMania 21. So, yeah. A lot of these are matches that actually happened except the Owen Punk one. Because, yeah.
Yeah. For fingers.
But yeah.
But yeah, it's shaping up. I guess we'll finish it next week with the Survivor Series recap.
Yeah, or we can do the semifinals or whatever.
Yeah, we'll get to it. Yeah, well, I reckon we'll be able to at least pop out the next two brackets.
Yeah,
and then you get down to the final four.
Would you?
So yeah, so if you're still with us, make sure to like us, give us a listen, email us at brandwarfarepod@gmail.com, find us on Facebook. Instagram, we're still working on stuff. We don't really post too much, but if you guys want to add stuff or ask us anything, you get a shout out on the show, I guess.
Hello.
Maybe my children will make another appearance, but I doubt it.
Turns out there wasn't any children.
I was hallucinating. No, damn. There, yeah. So. Is that so, Mr.? I guess that's it. Signing off, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been watching anything good? Finish up with your podcast. Man?
I watched Justice League. Made me really depressed.
I haven't watched it yet. I watched 5 episodes of Lock and Key.
On Netflix. Oh, yeah. I went and binged all of Sex Education on Netflix. I love that show.
Yeah, I haven't gone into that.
It's that, like, teen drama that's actually really good.
You good? Maybe don't hop back up, Dave.
Because I stopped with Riverdale. Riverdale was too stupid for me. Like, it crossed the line. I'm like, this is too dumb.
Don't spoil it. I'm up to the new season, but I haven't started yet. Is it this season that screwed you?
Oh, it was last season, but this one I started. I'm like, I mean, I can't do this. It's too dumb.
I used to watch it with my wife.
My wife.
And then, remember when... spoilers for Riverdale if you haven't fucking watched it. But
is there a little crossover there? Wrestling fans in Riverdale?
No idea. No, I got the beanie behind you. It's the crown one.
Jughead's beanie. Yeah. Oh my god.
And you remember Betty? It had the brother, but it wasn't her brother.
Yeah.
That guy. Pam, or my wife, hated that person so much that even I was like, you're not meant to like that guy. That's the whole point. He's a douchebag and a bad guy. He's not really here. She can't watch the show now because that put her off. But she hated him so much.
She's not going to like season 4 then.
He's in it.
A couple episodes.
The fake brother. Alright, I said no fucking spoilers. He's just spoiled me.
Is that a major spoiler?
It is. I thought he was dead.
It's a bad show.
Oh my god. I can't believe. Oh, she's really going to fucking hate it. What episode is it?
I don't know. I blocked it out.
Now I wanted to watch it just for her to see that part. What have I been? Fortnite? I played Fortnite.
I started playing Pokemon again.
Yeah, Ronda Rousey was playing Pokemon today.
Yeah, she's like weirdly into it. She knows like all the metagame. She was doing the
Australian stream.
Yeah, she like knows all the metagame and that though. She's like, oh, my ability and I can't, my EV training. And I'm like, do I like Ronda Rousey now?
Do I have a weird Rousey? Can you be careful, please?
No.
Oh, don't stomp at me.
Wrap it up, before the boy dies. And on a cliffhanger.
Hi.
Oh, dear God. Oh, dear God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I've got to go see Birds of Prey. I'm hoping I might see it tomorrow.
It's fine.
Fortnite. Oh, I started playing Days Gone.
Mm-hmm. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.